I sometimes ask people, and I ask you, maybe I already did, are all educated people intelligent? Are all educated people intelligent? Are all intelligent people educated? And sisters, you people have above average intelligence. My job, first thing I want to find out on a telephone, how intelligent is the person? Then I can know how I can talk to that person. So then the Lord answered, look after my sheep. Keep an eye on them. My mother told me, these sheep, John, she said, these sheep, they wander around. There's a pool of water. The sheep, dumb sheep, they follow the pool of water. Or you've got to watch. If there's a cliff or a high rising of the ground, keep the sheep off that edge. Sheep, walk over the cliff. They're dumb. And sisters, in case nobody told you, we are dumb. Okay, sisters, we are dumb. We need to be looked after. And finally, Jesus asked him, Simon, do you love me? And then Peter realized he was being asked three times to expiate his triple denial of the Master. Lord, he said, you know everything. You know that I love you. Feed now my sheep. And then, but only then, did Jesus tell Peter, follow me. Some people take a long time to finally discover their vocation. And they may have to, well, do some very dumb things before they receive all their vocation, or better, before they can respond to their vocation. God has to humiliate us. We believe that Jesus conferred the supreme teaching and ruling authority on Peter in the episode or occasion we've just described. And this is the Catholic Church. Sisters, if you can get a set, get some benefactor to donate a set of Von Pastor, VONPASTOR, Lives of the Popes, originally written in German, and now 40 volumes in English. I cannot recommend a better way of growing your understanding both of the Church and of the Church's doctrine, and here with emphasis, the role of the Vicar of Christ, now reading those 40 volumes. I spend my 4 years in theology reading those 40 books. I finished the once. I got to volume 23 the second time. Not all the popes were saints. Did you know that? No matter. They did preserve the faith and teach the faith. In other words, it is good to know more and more about the highest priesthood in the Catholic Church vested in the Vicar of Christ. I strongly recommend, there are many other books, of course, on the papacy, but the best and most learned, not hard to read, but informative, is the 40 volumes of Von Pastor. Again, as I've said before, pray for the Holy Father every day. Encourage Mass to be said for the Holy Father. Get the documents the Holy Father publishes. And that means both his weekly talks and his frequent sermons or lectures that he gives in Rome, and then, of course, his widespread traveling. And he always speaks, and he speaks, let me tell you, very intelligently, the Angelicum in Rome, from which he graduated and received his doctoral degree in theology. I have talked to Dominicans in Rome. They tell me, not because he's Pope, but because of intelligence. He is the most intelligent person that ever graduated from the Angelicum. Remember, his doctoral thesis was on St. John of the Cross. President Holy Father is a Carmelite tertiary under vows. And with that, we go to our third part of this morning's triple lecture. I would like to read to you, not the whole thing. Do you have a copy, by the way, of the Holy Father's document, this Pope, on the priestly ordination for men alone? Do you have that somewhere? Would be worth it. It's not a very short document. What I will do, I read it this morning, refreshed my memory, and then marked off certain things I want to share with you. First, written by Pope John Paul II. He first, I'm numbering these, number one, he refers to Pope Paul VI, who out of his loyalty to the Church's traditions from apostolic times, wrote to the Anglicans. The Pope wrote to the Anglicans on the position of the Catholic Church. It's a long statement. I think it's worth reading. Pope writing to the Anglicans. The Catholic Church holds that it is not admissible to ordain women to the priesthood for very fundamental reasons. These reasons include recorded in sacred scriptures of Christ that Christ chose only the apostles from among men. What Christ did, we should do. Secondly, the constant practice of the Church which has imitated Jesus in choosing only them. Thirdly, the church's teaching authority, which has never budged, never, from insisting that in Christ's plan only men may, pardon me, can be ordained to the priesthood.